Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. For as long as people have been fishing, what new can be introduced into the experience? Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water brings us an idea or two. Hiya, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
You are just back from an annual convention in Florida called ICAST. Tell us, what is that?
It is the largest fishing industry trade show, and this is all recreational fishing. It brings together manufacturers from around the globe that make rods, reels, tackle, clothing, and folks who buy them. So all of the major tackle shops and retailers come there. They look at all the new products and they decide what they want to buy and what they want to stock for next year.
Okay, tell us about some of the new products that you saw down there. This is always interesting. What new can be introduced for fishermen?
The one thing that we saw that was kind of new and growing is based around a new fish finder technology. So fishermen for a while now have been using sonar. It gives you a picture as you go along and lets you know if you just went over a fish. Well, the newer technology is called live sonar. And the difference is it looks almost more like a video game and you're watching a live picture of fish represented by pixels. And you can see in that moment where they are, what they're doing, where they're moving in the water column. This has been really popular with freshwater bass fishermen, and they actually use it to point forward. They call it forward-facing live sonar. So if you can imagine you're in a bass boat, you're watching a screen, you can see that there's a largemouth bass 10 yards off the bow of your boat, 8 feet down. And more than that, you can see your lure in the water and how the fish reacts to it. So the new technology that's coming out is lots of lures, line, and I would say rods and reels that fit techniques for this type of fishing. So lures that show up on forward-facing sonar, rods and reels, so that you can do this, what's really kind of video game style fishing of watching your lure on a screen, seeing how the fish reacts, and then hopefully hooking it.
Uh-huh. I know there's always some stuff that comes at you as kind of a little bit from left field and is fun to talk about. What else did you see there?
Well, one of the things that I would say came out of left field was a fishing drone, and that was for several thousand dollars. And this drone was waterproof. It was large. It floats. And it could deliver up to 8 pounds of bait up to a mile away. So I think the target for this is folks fishing from the beach and a bait that you can't really cast, but you can attach it to this drone. It dangles off the fishing line, flies out a mile offshore or however far you want it to go, and then you hit a button and it releases the bait and drops it to the fish below. It had a camera too, so it said you could look down and decide exactly where you wanted to drop that bait. And it also had a feature where you could keep the line attached and use the drone to actually troll the bait around offshore, and said that it would then release once a fish ate it. So that was certainly interesting. Not sure how big the market is for a multi-thousand dollar fishing drone, but we will keep an eye out for it.
Okay, let's get a little bit closer to home here. Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, we're in midsummer. We've had a lot of warm weather and we've got a lot of warm water. So as expected, the striped bass fishing has been a little slow. Still have heard some good reports of fish in the Cape Cod Canal in early mornings. Race Point off Provincetown has had striped bass. Not much word on bluefish. Some bluefish up inside Buzzards Bay I have heard, but I haven't seen that myself. One bright spot is that bonito have shown up a bit early, and we're hearing reports of them around Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, and even up off of Race Point in Provincetown, so we're hoping for a good bonito season.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.